This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Liam McMahon. Date of birth, December the 30th, 1963. Case ID number is 4715350. Date of exam, April the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario Martinez, dated 9/14/2020. A report from Radiology Associates, dated 9/15/2021. And a report from Thrive Head and Spinal Care, dated 11/6/2022. Identifying and information. This is a 59-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety, comma, restless leg syndrome, comma, high blood pressure, comma, bursitis in knees / wrists / elbows, comma, cervical spine and atlas issues, comma, and body tremors. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was December 2019, where he was a delivery assistant for 1 month. He also worked as a computer artist for movies for 3.5 years, and then for another company for 6 years, along with working for pool companies for 2 years. During that time, he worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a rented house, and his wife is working. He has never received disability benefits in the past. Allegations number one, bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety. Number two, restless leg syndrome / body tremors. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, bursitis in knees / wrists / elbows. Number five, cervical spine - atlas issues. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to develop problems with anxiety and depression and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He was also diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, secondary to having problems as a child. The claimant states at this time he suffers from crying spells, comma, anger, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, poor memory, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, depression, comma, anger episodes, comma, and anxiety. The claimant states in 2008, he lost his job and his career along with his home, which caused a very traumatic episode in his life. At the present time, his wife cannot live with him very well because she has to sleep in another room because he has a tendency to scream and yell at night. He states he's always falling and has had suicidal ideation in the past, but no attempts. He has been hospitalized two times, one in March of 2022 and in May of 2022 for suicidal ideation. The claimant never really got back to working a normal job and has not been able to function very well because of his depression and bipolar disease. He is presently on doxepin, 50 milligrams, QHS for sleeping, Visceral, Pamonate, 25 milligrams, TID, Bupropion, 150 milligrams, ER, QD. Effexor, 150 milligrams, QD. Prazosin, 2 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS. His condition is stable at this time. However, it is still guarded since he has not fully recovered from his condition and appears to have had problems all his life. Allegation number two, restless leg syndrome and body tremors. The claimant states that since 2009, he has had the onset of tremors of his leg and restless leg syndrome. He was started on ropinirole, 5 milligrams QHS, and lamotrigine, 100 milligrams QD. The claimant has been evaluated for his condition, but has not been diagnosed with a seizure disorder. He relates the body tremors to his psychological disorder, but states that he does get very nervous and anxious. Allegation number three, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, headaches, comma, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. He is presently taking Topamax, 25 milligrams, Q week, and Losartan, 50 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 172 over 104 mmHg, which is high. He was told that his blood pressure was elevated. Allegation number four, bursitis in knees, wrists, and elbows. The claimant states that in 1980 he was in a bicycle accident and injured both of his elbows, knees, and wrist area. He was diagnosed with bursitis and was told that he had hairline fractures of both elbows. No surgeries were performed or injections given. His symptoms include warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states that he will have the pain every 2 to 3 times per week. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes, He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Mario Martinez, and he has no assisted devices for ambulation. His medications include ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, TID, PRN is needed for pain, which does give relief. He states he does no other physical activity. Allegation number 5, cervical spine atlas issues. The claimant states that in 2005 he had multiple injuries to his neck area throughout his life, and since that time has developed a stabbing, stiff, burning sensation of his cervical spine. The claimant states that it is mostly in his cervical spine and atlas area and radiates up to his right side of his face. An MRI was performed and was found to be normal. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing the laundry or any kind of exercise. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Mario Martinez, and he has seen a chiropractor who has manipulated his neck, which gave him relief in April 2022. He has not received any physical therapy. He is presently on ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, TID, PRN is needed for pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with multiple injuries to the cervical spine neck area and cervical spine sprain. Family history. Both of his parents are dead. There's a positive family history of stress, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, heart disease, comma, and colon cancer. Medications, ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, BID, PRN is needed. Fenofibrate, 54 milligrams QD. Effexor, 150 milligrams QD. Prilosec, 20 milligrams QD. Bupropion, 150 milligrams ER QD. Lamotrigine, 100 milligrams QD. Ropinirole, 5 milligrams QHS. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD. Visceral Pamonate, 25 milligrams TID. Ondansetron, 4 milligrams PRN is needed. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Prazosin, 20 milligrams, two tablets QHS. Doxepin, 50 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypertriglyceridemia, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, gastritis, comma, restless leg syndrome, comma, body tremors, comma, bursitis of the knees, elbows, wrist area, comma. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 4 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors, but does have body tremors and restless leg syndrome. The claimant has never been in rehab but has been hospitalized twice for suicidal ideation. Substance abuse. The claimant states he did use marijuana in March of 2023, last month. He denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 217 pounds. Height 6 feet 0 inches. BP 172 or 104 mmHg. Heart rate 82 beats per minute. Respiration 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 96%. BMI 29. General. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant appeared to be somewhat depressed, and his affect was flat, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have a few missing teeth. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed and flat for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral back area, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disorder / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety, which is being treated but does not appear to be well controlled at this time. His condition is guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Liam Mac McCann.